Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. So relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on in the show today, I'll be having a very, very special guest who used to be a musician, but now he has transitioned into politics. He is the Honorable Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs in Sierra Leone, West Africa. Honorable Mustafa Bai Attila. He is going to be my guest on the show. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be playing some of his songs. You know, we want to take him back to the old days. But let's start off with a song from Sierra Leone. This is from two youngsters, Bless and Future. And they call this one Banana. And right after that, Wujo by Kiss Daniel featuring Tiwa Savage and Davido from Nigeria. And this is going to be the remix. And then Nobody But Me, Vanessa Mdee from Tanzania, comes in with this beautiful tune. But right now, Bless and Future doing Banana from Sierra Leone.
Everybody know the papa up on the beat.
Baby say she dey hunger, say she need a banana. Oh, she need a banana.
Oh, na na na, make I give her to you, eh.
See the way she dey roll her bumper, she dey make all the man dey wonder. See the way she dey roll her bumper, she dey make all the man dey wonder. Baby girl just zangalewa, come on I want zangalewa.
Some more like a bonus style, receive the thing I really adore. Bring it closer, since you're close, and I'm something you want. Body language, no conversation, I can make it profound, the 3C.
Baby say she dey hunger, say she need a banana. Oh, she need a banana.
Yeah, baby, can I get your attention? Slow down, turn around, the fashion. Me, I want your nomination. You got the finest attraction. Every day, on my way there. Got the vision to say, yeah. But don't know what to say, yeah. Can I rule that thing? May I? I let's head to my bedroom. By your frequency, I'm your stay tuned. Cause you banging with the best dude. Who you going that far? Neptune. Cock for the fire. Gunshot, ratatatata. Come burn up my data. Occupy space, no matter. I want for go down. The plane with the land. The feeling the warm. The air just around. One beat up the band. One beat like the land. Anything they say, I go and bam.
You. 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 Big boys, the next. Give me the crowd. Give me the crowd. Give me the crowd. Give me the crowd.
Give me the crowd. they check on you. But now you are one and no. Sissy Ferrari, oh.
So tragic, yo, that's
it.
Nobody But Me, Vanessa MD of Tanzania, and right before that, Wujo by Kiss Daniel featuring Tiwa Savage and Davido from Nigeria, and Banana by Blessed and Future from Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Kelfala Nuyaba, my little nephew. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget that my guest today on The African Beat is the Honorable Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs in Sierra Leone, and that is Honorable MB Attila, King Mustafa by Attila. He's going to be my guest. Well, when he was on the music field, that's the way we call him, King MB Attila. And today we're going to ask him if that king still reigns. I'll be right back, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. More music coming. Kojo Entry Rasta. This is done for us by DXD. Dawuni Extraordinary Dawuni from Ghana. And right after that, Amozu by Wakonzi of Nigeria. Beautiful music. And Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. But right now, Kojo Entry Rasta. DXD, my man from Ghana, coming up strong.
I woke up in the morning. I woke up in the morning. I woke up in the morning. Majesty, I can see us a quadrant, you rasta. I woke up in the morning. Another story. I woke up in the morning. What is the matter? I woke up in the morning. Hey, Majesty, I can see us a quadrant, you rasta. But I'm a serious man. I'm a serious man. I'm a dangerous man. And I'm a serious man like a match did it. I'm a serious man, I'm a serious man, I'm a dangerous man, and I'm a serious man like I'm out here. Attention, attention, you not rocking with the best moderation. You can't send the hits, they out the kitchen. Move me out or I'm taking over your portion. My charge it. My charge is, my charge is ever ready battery. Me, I know they touch if you know they make history. Everyone that left me, now they coming back to me. I woke up in the morning, another story. I woke up in the morning, what is the matter? I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta. I woke up in the morning, another story. I woke up in the morning, what is the matter? I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta.
Hope you're ready now.
But I'm a serious man. I'm a serious man. I'm a dangerous man. And I'm a serious man like I'm out today. I'm a serious man. I'm a serious man. I'm a dangerous man. And I'm a serious man like I'm out today. Go getter, yes, I'm a go getter. 99 problems, but still grow better. Who gonna die tomorrow and I'll send you a letter? To heaven, tell God I said I'm grateful forever, yeah. No gain if you never know pain. Through the hustle and the sunshine, it falls the rain. So when the red say stop and the green say go, never looking back, I'm going straight for the army. I woke up in the morning, another story. I woke up in the morning, what is the matter? I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta. I woke up in the morning, another story. I woke up in the morning, what is the matter? I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta.
But I'm a serious man, I'm a serious man, I'm a dangerous man, and I'm a serious man like a match did it.
I'm a serious man, I'm a serious man, I'm a dangerous man, and I'm a serious man like I'm out here. Hey yo, let's take it to the dance floor. Sexy mommy, mommy, a frammy, honey, honey. Go down low to tenny mommy. Cause man, a serious man, come spend my money. Through the ups and downs, I still they make money. Sexy mommy, mommy, a frammy, honey, honey. Go down low to tenny mommy. Man, a serious man, come spend my money. Through the ups and downs, I still they make money. I woke up in the morning, we don't play. I woke up in the morning, beat that K. I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta. I woke up in the morning, DX Jesus. I woke up in the morning, another bad one. I woke up in the morning, Majesty, I can see us a quadrenchy rasta.
But I'm a serious man,
I'm a serious man, I'm a dangerous man, and I'm a serious man like a magic. I'm a serious man, I'm a serious man,
I'm a serious man.
Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Amosu by Wakonzi of Nigeria, and Kojo Entry Rasta by DXD from Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from our studios here in Washington, D.C. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be back, but when I come back, my guest, Honorable Mustafa Bai Attila, he is the Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs in Sierra Leone. So stay tuned and don't go away. He's got very important information for you on this show today.
Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into the African Beat with David Vandy, the sound of the African people on the Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yansene, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. My guest is the Honorable Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs in Sierra Leone, and that is the Honorable Mustafa Bai Attila. He was a musician at one time in his life. I don't know if he's giving that up, but he's going to tell us about that. And we're going to look at his transitioning from the musical empire into the political circle. But first, let me take this time to welcome King Mustafa Bai Attila, as we used to know him. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, DV, as we know you. Back way then and still as DV, Mr. David Vandy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to have you here today in a different capacity. Can you imagine? The last time you were on my show, you were playing the keyboard.
Yes,
you were King Mustafa
Bai
Attila, the musician.
Yeah.
And today you are here as a minister in a government.
Yes, I remember that. You know, it's kind of taking me back, but with fond memories, of course. Because when I was here, you know, we had all that fun talking about music and all the songs I've been making for people over the years. And today, I'm proud also to serve. Well, even more proud to serve as a government minister in the government of His Excellency Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma. So that makes me very happy to be in this studio, especially with him. Personal friend of mine. I'm very grateful, and in Sierra Leone back, we are all very proud of you, regardless of, you know, where people stand. Everybody's proud of you.
Thank
that
you
representing the flag of Sierra Leone. It's great.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, for my folks out there, if you're listening, this is the show that you always want to listen to. And today, we've got a superstar in the studio. But first, let me play you one of his songs. I just want to bring you back to his musical days to show that the man is still good. So I'm going to play that song, and that one will bring sweet memories to him. He called this one Sweet Saloon. It is from his last album before he went into politics, the Saloon Paco album. This is Sweet Saloon. Let's enjoy this music now, and then we'll come back to the Honorable Minister.
Na Saloon na born, in na Saloon amen. Na Saloon na de mi people den all come out. So they like today, when then they cry Saloon down, I can vex. Cause I know me country still fine. End to end, blessing Boku na Saloon. 6 months of rain, follow we plants then grow. 6 months of sunshine with Amatan, follow we harvest. Chabroland and Peninsula, they supply the fish. Now we get the best to man them, na Africa. Demand them, strong like lion and they get sense. This we Saloon where we get 9-1, now we home. We for praise them and we go make them for we picking them. Throw away the negative, now I bring the positive. I make them say,
Mama, I like this big country, I will die for you, take go. Nothing, no time to me, let's Saloon.
Not a joke, I a joke, I say,
Mama, I love this big country, I fall for you, take go. No sign of sweet for me, let's Saloon.
Hey, would you serve me some pepper soup, please, Alice? All right, let me sing for we continue. Let me sing. Let's go. I say, let's go. Na Saloon I born and I'm proud of that.
Be safe, safe, Naya.
Some the shame when they call them Sierra Leonean.
Hey, but what's wrong with we?
I don't know what team do. Because Saloon people get good heart. We like stranger. Team Tranga, but we tell God thank you.
Tell them, tell them. All side and northern province, na golden iron ore.
And the sugar plantation.
South
there.
And east, bauxite and rutile they rain.
With the oil and diamond.
Can go enjoy golden breeze. East I up and lonely beach. Relax na God rich. And we serve you funkia mina. Lunge mahera and wataki. And then fine island them with uncutting tree. Them place ya make me hate thee. Mr. Tourist and Mrs. Tourist. Can walk on a sweet saloon with people them nice. Then go all you find to go. You no go enjoy no side like a wee saloon. I make we say,
Mama, hey, I like this big country. I go die for you, take
go. I go die for you, take go.
Nothing got done to me like saloon.
Me up to art.
Mama, hey, I love this big country. I dey fall for you, take go.
How to play, I dey play.
No side, no sweet for me like saloon.
JBZ. Let's go.
Hey yo, patriotic, now who that Salonian? Some folks then they don't disown Salon. Any side and tap, then they call them. All the good things, but Salon, they don't left them alone. Salon and me home, they defend me zone. They no go this Salon for anyone. Now they man want walk the beaches, cross me reaches, eat some peaches. Clap peach, sweet mango, coconut, banana, orange. With me cassada leaf, now me corner. Some people, not sabi the nationality. Salon, we the lost me identity. Passing the woman from other country. For impress them, no mix pan poverty. So you disown Freetown City. Talk about the filthy, that place no healthy. Me woulda die for Salon. Just like the clouds, man, I eye for Salon. Late na net, give it a try, na Salon. Look all the stars, na the sky, na Salon. Reverend pray for Salon.
Look that fine, fine beach, then where Salon gets.
I see them, Rev.
All them mountain and hills, where Salon gets.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful music, sweet Salon. And now, Honorable Mustafa by Attila.
Yeah.
You just listened to your own song, singing praises to your beloved country, the land that we love, Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And so let's look at you as a musician and the transition you've made into becoming a government minister, going into politics. Can you just tell us how that transition came about?
Well, it came about, you know, when I was making the last album, composing that, and I thought to myself that, you know, we needed change. But over and above that, I actually thought that what was going on in Sierra Leone was good. And so I said, you know, it's better to influence change from within than from without. Because if you try to talk to somebody who does not live, who you don't live with, the person lives in his house, and you try to tell that person, this I want you to, this is what I want you to do, it will make very little sense to that person, like you're interfering in his affairs, you know. And but if you're within, it helps. And I think that's what I decided, that I'll try to influence change from within, especially with the support from His Excellency the President. And I'm the people's politician. I actually do the work. Still being a musician, you said you don't know if I'm singing music. Yes, I am still. Because when the Ebola outbreak occurred in Sierra Leone, I released a whole album of about 8 songs. And I'm just proud to be part of the system, which is actually doing the best we can for Sierra Leone.
For Sierra Leone, that is great. I'm happy to hear that. When you were doing music and also a broadcaster, I did not mention that part. And you were the voice of the voiceless.
Yes.
You speak for the people.
Yes.
And the people loved you because that was what you do. That was your job.
Yes.
And now you are into the political circle where some people will be happy, some people will be sad, some people will be crying them down, some people will be hailing them, and some people will say, oh, this man that used to be for us is now in the very thing that we're crying against. So how are you compromising all of that?
Well, with me, actually, the thing is, I work for the people, because, you know, whatever I do, I take the cue from my president. He tells me that, you know, I think we have to work for the people. It doesn't matter if people love you or not. People, I welcome criticism. I don't like everybody to like me. You know, because if you have that kind of thinking that everybody should like you, then you have a problem within yourself. I don't expect everybody, I don't want everybody to like me. I like people to criticize me. You know, there was a time when there was a newspaper that used to write about me a lot of negative things, and I became friends with them. I said to them, there was a time when they stopped writing about me bad for like 6 months. And I met that guy. I said, you know, why I'm not hearing anything from you guys. And he laughed. He said, are you serious? I said, yeah, I'm serious. I said, well, you guys have stopped
talking about me. I want you know, I need people to criticize, because you know you only learn from criticism. If you are in your own world and think that nobody should criticize you, then you have a problem. So that doesn't give me a problem. My office is almost like a courthouse, DV. You know, people come there. Yes, David, people come there with their cases, women who want child support, women that are sexually molested, women that are violated domestically, you know, all these kind of issues. And I take up the issues myself. And I, you know, I make sure I act on it, and the perpetrators are brought to justice. As I talk to you now, we have a database to register all sexual offenders. And also with the outbreak of Ebola, we're responsible for the psychosocial pillar, where we register survivors and orphans. We have about 11,000 of them. So my hands are full. So I revel in the job. I just love the task of helping the helpless. You know, people are going to criticize us, criticize me. Some will be negative, some will be extreme, but what can you do about it? People are entitled to their opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine. I love criticism. Okay. That makes me enjoy my job.
You have been in the arts, you know, and some people will be thinking that are artistically inclined to say the best ministry that would have suited you would have been somewhere where the arts industry of Sierra Leone will be developed. Because with the kind of person you are, and the kind of things that you believe in, if you have been in a ministry like that, it would have been much, much better, like the tourism or even in communications. But now, those people are being deprived because they are not getting the kind of support or the kind of leadership quality that you have brought into the Gender and Children's Affairs Ministry. What would you say to people like that if they walk up to you? Because I can count myself in that category too.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for thinking that way of me. You know, I have this encounter all the time with people, but you know, like the adage would go, one man's loss is another man's gain. So if I were to go into the areas that we were talking about, which I'll be grateful to step into them, the women of the country today who rely on me, and I will tell you, they rely on the ministry to fight for them against domestic violence and other women's issues, and to fight for gender equality, mainstreaming of gender issues, disability issues. They would all say, oh, well, we missed you. We need you here. So, you know, I have to just try to balance everything. It's not easy. And I understand what you're saying, because I'm an artist from through. I've never lived music. That's my profession. That's my life, of course. But at this time of my life, you know, this part of my life, I'm focused on doing the job for the children of that country. We have a lot of children who need help, especially so after the Ebola. We have children who need help, and we strive to make them happy. We strive to bring them to their original normal lives. And that's what I am actually loving about my job. I go to the office every day looking forward to making a child reunified with a family or with an adult caregiver that is journeying. I'm looking forward to bringing a child to a respectable home. I'm looking forward to rescuing families, to solving marriage issues that are difficult. So it makes me just happy. Every day I go to work, I'm delighted. You know, I always ask God to use me as a vessel for my nation. So I'm the one God has chosen. I understand where you're coming from. But any day, the president wants me to go into the communication. So any other area, the artists, I'll be glad.
We'll come back to that. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, right here in Washington, D.C. And my guest is the Honorable Mustafa Bai Attila. But now let's go back to his music. I have one more song that I'm going to play from him. And he called this one Partner for Life.
It's the most special day of my life, because I found my partner for life. This is the meaning of true love, baby.
You are everything I could imagine, love of my life. You are my gift from above.
I've been praying for a good woman who would bring joy to my life. In you I found happiness. 'Cause yesterday I was down and out, but today things seem so bright, all because I have you. I don't even have to worry about the future. I never even have to care about the world and its goings on. When you're in my arms, I'm so excited, my baby. That's why you will be my wife.
From the heart, we're more than just friends. You're my man and understand what it takes to love me and how we came to be. You bring out the best in me, I bring out the best in you. And we found ourselves to be so happy together. So happy together. Our love will live forever, forever.
Love, what's a good thing? When you find your partner for life, it's a blessing.
Music there by King Mustafa Bayatila, who is my guest here on the African Beat today. I know you've been telling us about domestic violence and about some of the other stuff that you do as deputy minister and your ministry does for the well-being of the people, especially the children, survivors of the Ebola. We understand that some of them are being rejected, not just the children, even men and women that suffered this terrible disease are being rejected by families, our friends are kicking them out, landlords are throwing them away. What is the ministry doing? And recently I just completed a movie called Ziza, which is based on domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very much passionate about that particular area. And also disability. You are one of the first disabled minister in Sierra Leone. And should I say West Africa? Do we have any other one that you know of?
Maybe Africa.
Maybe Africa even, yes. To be, you are blind. So I want you to throw some light on that very quickly for me.
Thank you, David. You know, with the disability thing for me, that's why I always regard my loyalty to His Excellency as being permanent. Because, you know, I think this is an opportunity for people who are disabled or people who have physical challenges to come forward and rise above the challenges and don't let society handicap them. And I think this is what's been going on. That's why I have tried to help by doing the work I'm supposed to do. That's why I work assiduously every day. I challenge myself. Where people say I shouldn't go, I go there. People say I cannot do, I've been there. And I'm sure someday, it might not be soon, but someday, I'm very confident that we might have a disabled head of state in Sierra Leone. I'm very hopeful of that.
You took that one out of my mouth.
Yes.
Are you going to be running for president someday?
Never say never, but for now, no. Because, you know, I'm not president material yet, but that is what I thought as well many years ago, that maybe I'm not even ready for this kind of stuff. But then God elevated me, because I believe in God's elevation. I can do nothing without Him. For now, no. I think I'm fine. But maybe in 15, 20 years from now, never say never. Because I think God wants to use me as a vessel to bless the nation of Sierra Leone. And coming to domestic violence, yes, you know, because of the Ebola, a lot of people thought that we had been distracted. There was an increase in domestic violence through the help of the family support units, which we have about 50 of them in Sierra Leone today. We were able to tackle a lot of them. Many of the suspects are now in jail, awaiting trial. Some convicts have now been sentenced, and we're still fighting very hard. My office works hard. Like I told you, my office is like a court. I go there and I make sure I hand them over to the police. And these are the issues we're doing. About the Ebola survivors, yes, we have about 4,000 or more Ebola survivors. We're giving about 2,000 of them packages. We give them discharge packages, which includes everything they need to return to normal lives again, household needs, and also financial help as well. And we're getting to that. And then we take them to their different communities and help them out. Same happened to the orphans, where we establish interim care centers for the orphans. And we try to reunify them with adult caregivers or genuine family members. However, you mentioned a very sensitive topic, which is stigmatization, which includes discrimination against them. There is a law that prohibits that, and we've been making sure we deal with offenders. But, you know, we don't just use the stick. We also use the carrot approach. We go to communities, because this Ebola thing is community-owned. We go to the communities, we talk to traditional leaders, the secret society leaders, the chiefs, and religious leaders as well. And we talk to them about stigmatization, and it's been paying dividend, and I think that has been reduced. And many landlords, I agree at the beginning, were suspicious of tenants who they thought were Ebola positive. They've now changed their minds, and we're beginning to say that the people who survived Ebola are even more safe. You don't need to be scared of them. You need to be scared of those who have not had Ebola yet.
They are vulnerable.
Yes, they are more vulnerable. So that has had an impact. So yes, it's not going to be solved overnight, David, but I think we're making inroads into that as well.
All right, you are listening to the African Beat, and now let's take a piece of music, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to talk to the Honorable Minister now about music in Sierra Leone. But let's take this song now. This is Could You Be Loved, and Could You Be Loved is a remix of the original done by Bob Marley, and this one is done by Sierra Leone's Nasser Ayoub. He calls this one Could You Be Loved, and it's hard.
Could you be loved? poolside party day. The DJ's playing my favorite song.
Yes, hot music, beautiful tune, disco beats. Thank you very much, Nasar Ayub, for that. I play this song, Honorable Minister, because I want to bring you into the musical fold again. You know, you have been in music for a very long time. We know that you sing, you play, you engineer, you do everything for everybody in the musical world. And now, how would you rate the Sierra Leone music right now? Because there's so much debate going on about the quality, about the brand, and everything that it encompasses. So how would you rate the Sierra Leone music, and what would you say to those who are doing music now, they want to take that as a career?
That's why we miss somebody like you, because I know what you were doing to promote music in Sierra Leone and in Africa, but thank God you now generalizing everything, which is good. You know, 10 years ago, or even 15 years ago, we had risen to a stage that we were the best in West Africa, especially. Even in Africa, in most parts of Africa, we were the best. Apart from South Africa, really, we were the best. All our musicians, I think they were better than musicians from other countries. What has happened, let's say for the past 5 years, that we all have copied the Nigerians. Everybody in Sierra Leone, all the musicians want to sing like Nigerians. Everybody, even the language, even the music, they want to copy Peace Choir. And Peace Choir, to be honest, is the greatest group that has come around for a long time from Africa. They're the greatest. And, you know, what we could do is help with the promotion of Sierra Leone music by releasing our own brand of music, which we were doing when we were listening to Sierra Leone music like 12 years ago. It was completely Sierra Leonean stuff. I listened to them. It was so amazing. And all the dance halls were playing Sierra Leonean music in Sierra Leone and back here. But then for the past 5 years, because most of the Sierra Leonean artists, with the exception of a few, most of them are now singing like Nigerians. They want to play the Nigerian beats. I'm like, I don't even know what Sierra Leonean music is. I already love Nigerian music because I believe Nigerians are they are very good people in whatever they do. They're clever in the music, in comedy. So I love them. I love Nigerian comedy. I love Nigerian music. So if I want to listen to that, I don't need to listen to a Sierra Leonean copying a Nigerian. I will listen to Nigerian music. I listen to Peace Choir. I listen to Tiwa Savage. I listen to Don Jazzy. To comedy, I listen to
Ibu.
Mr. Ibo, Chief Zebudaya, and all these people. You know, I listen to them. I don't need to listen to somebody trying to imitate them. What I used to listen before, David, was pure classic Sierra Leonean music in our own language, Creole and other languages. But now, we are the only ones in West Africa who just cannot be ourselves. So I don't really listen to that as much. I listen to a few of them. A few of them I do, because they're still original. But honestly, those who try to copy the Nigerians, I think the Nigerians will not be happy. They want to hear something from Sierra Leone that is original.
That is original. Thank you very much, Honorable Attila, for bringing that out. This was something I discussed with my partner here, Aluseni Yansene. We talked about it, and we discussed that to see how we can build our own brand. We need to build our own brand. People need to listen to our music and believe that this is a music from Sierra Leone. I don't need to listen to music and start asking, where is that music from? I need the Sierra Leone music need to be identified with Sierra Leone,
yes,
with our own culture, with our own beat, with our own language. Yes. But I am happy you have brought that to light, and my brother Alusain will agree with me, because this is something that we've discussed over and over and again. Yes. So I want to thank you so much for being part of the African Beat today. And anytime you're around this vicinity, you come to the United States again, or even when you're in Sierra Leone.
Well, I just want to say that in Sierra Leone today, we're trying to make progress. It's not easy, but today we can, of course, be sure that child support, we do now do take child support very seriously. DNA has been done in Sierra Leone. But the music, I think we have some great artists in spite of everything. Somebody like Steady Bongo. He's a very steadfast musician who still continues to play just the kind
always
of,
original.
Always original. Steady Bongo, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And a few others. Again, I want to thank God for you and the Voice of America for Africa. I think this particular program is a program that is being listened to very widely in Sierra Leone every time of day. People listen to them. I listen to the programs as well. So I think it's a great thing, and I'm pleased to be here in America on official duties, and I'll meet a lot of you people who are saloonists that are making us proud. Somebody like you, you are now a hero. You make me think of Hilton File. I think you're now in that bracket as well, and I want to thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Honorable Minister Mustapha Bayatila, for that who has been my guest on the African Beat today. This is your show, and now let's get on to some beautiful music, and we will climax today with Miss You Are by Monique Seka. This is an old brand, and I'm playing it for the Honorable Minister. I'm sure he loves this. He used to play it from his keyboard. He plays it like nobody's business. With all of this today, I want to thank you all for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to the Honorable Minister Mustapha Bayatila from Sierra Leone, I want to thank you very much for being my guest on the African Beat today. Until then, and also not forgetting Aluseni Yansane, the man who is responsible now for putting all the songs together right on the African Beat. Thank you very much, Aluseni. And with that, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a very, very pleasant day.
Time for